I'd like to take just a moment first to commemorate Bill Eisner Sr., who 1 year ago today departed this life. Bill Sr. now lives in joy and felicity with the souls of all the faithful. Amen. So my name is Armand, or Adma if you prefer, and I am the vicar at St. Albans in Richmond, also pastoral assistant at CCC. I just found out that acronym, Christ Church Cathedral. And all of the Diocese of New Westminster gives thanks to God this evening with Brother Billy and with his family, and with all the parishioners and all the friends of St. Mark's Ocean Park on this occasion of induction and celebration of new ministry for Brother Billy. Personally, my wife Carol Ann and I, she's just over there somewhere, have known Brother Billy for over 15 years, hard to imagine. Now, for most of those 15 years, Brother Billy resided in Edmonton, way to the northeast. And one of our greatest disappointments is that even after all this time that Brother Billy spent in Alberta's beautiful capital city, he still cheers for the Canucks and the BC Lions. Talk about a misguided faith. In addition to our celebration of new ministry this evening, we commemorate also today the feast of St. Bartholomew. And though we don't know much about the historical person Bartholomew, it is very fitting that this occasion of induction and celebration of new ministry with Brother Billy at St. Mark's Ocean Park falls on the feast of St. Bartholomew. We'll come back to that in a moment. In the Old Testament lesson that we heard this evening, we hear a tiny excerpt of a very long speech that Moses gives to the Israelites. In this tiny excerpt that we heard tonight, Moses shares with the Israelites a promise that the Lord God has made. This promise is that one day the Lord God will raise up for the people another prophet, another one like Moses. The Lord God will raise up for the people another prophet, a prophet like Moses, and this prophet will speak to the people all the words that God commands. This new prophet will speak to the people all the words that God commands. The context here is that the people have been unable to hear the word of God directly, and the people are afraid to hear the word of God directly. And therefore, the people have asked for an intermediary between God and themselves. And this is where the prophet comes in, the prophet who will speak to the people all the words that God commands. In the gospel lesson this evening, we have a pretty good example of people being unable to hear the word of God directly. We have a pretty good example of people being afraid to hear the word of God directly. Jesus has just taken a loaf of bread and given thanks and broken the bread and given the bread to his disciples saying, "This is my body which is given for you." And Jesus has just taken the cup after supper and explained to the apostles that the cup being poured out for them is the new covenant in his blood. "This is my body which is given for you." This cup poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Poignant stuff. Powerful stuff. So what is the response of the disciples once they eat this bread given to them by Jesus? "This is my body given for you." Do the apostles experience a mystical revelation? How do the apostles act now that they have drunk of the cup of life, the new covenant in his blood? Are they moved to feed the hungry, to comfort the sick, to give alms to the poor? Hardly. Now fed with the body of Christ, now nourished by the blood of the new covenant, the apostles begin to dispute among themselves about who should be regarded as the greatest. The 12 apostles, the pillars of our church, the stalwarts of our faith, St. Bartholomew being among them, are now squabbling about which one of them should be regarded as the greatest. The apostles here are clearly unable to hear the word of God that is spoken in their midst. The apostles are clearly afraid to accept that this Jesus, in whom they are putting so much hope to liberate them from the Roman Empire, is now giving them his body for them to eat. The apostles are afraid to accept that this Jesus, whom they expect will re-establish the kingdom of Israel, is offering them his blood, the blood of a new covenant. Jesus admonishes the disciples for having this dispute about who among them will be regarded as the greatest. Jesus explains that the greatest among them must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. The kingdom of God is not like the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of God is the place where the greatest must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. These are the sort of values that we are all called to embody, not just leaders in the church like Brother Billy as we celebrate his new ministry here this evening at St. Mark's Ocean Park, but all of us who are disciples of Jesus, the values of the kingdom of God, where the greatest become like the youngest and the leader like one who serves. And this brings us back for a moment to our St. Bartholomew. As I mentioned previously, we really don't know much at all about St. Bartholomew. We don't even know his name, since Bartholomew means son of Ptolemy, Bartholomew. Bartholomew may or may not be the same person as the Nathanael of the Gospel of St. John, but tradition teaches us that St. Bartholomew became a great missionary of the good news of Jesus Christ. And tradition teaches us that St. Bartholomew was martyred for his faith in Armenia. In Armenia, St. Bartholomew was martyred in quite a gory fashion. He was flayed or skinned alive before getting beheaded. And this is why St. Bartholomew is commonly depicted in images going back over many, many centuries as carrying his own flayed skin draped over one arm as a server might serve with a towel over one arm. And so the instructions of Christ to be a leader like one who serves are eventually very much taken to heart by St. Bartholomew. And though the servant leadership, the bearing of the good news to which each one of us is called, is unlikely to meet such a grisly end as that of St. Bartholomew, may this occasion of induction and celebration of new ministry with Brother Billy and his family here at St. Mark's Ocean Park, may this occasion fortify us to help and encourage one another in our living the good news of Jesus Christ. May this occasion strengthen us to pray for one another continually. May this occasion remind us to help one another always forward in the duties of our holy calling. Amen.